Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, everybody, and welcome to the Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk Radio Show, and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and I will be your host today on this Friday, September the 11th, 2020. And today's topic is Factual Friday, and it is my pleasure, and it is my honor and my privilege to be here once again in the hope to share some information that will empower you and motivate you to move forward in these days and times like we've never seen before. This is where we're at right now is totally what we call uncharted territory. They're calling it the new normal. What we're experiencing on the planet, I don't think we've ever experienced in the history of Mother Earth. You have fires raging out of control on the West Coast. You have several hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean. You got heat waves down in the Southwest USA. You got flooding going on. Mama is really not happy right now because of this global warming that a lot of people don't think is real. That's another topic in itself. But we entitled this program Factual Friday because we want to address a few facts today. And one of them that I heard recently is that financial literacy, it's not a skill, it's a lifestyle. But unfortunately, many of us don't have that lifestyle because we were not taught anything about financial literacy. And before I get too far in, let me let you know that I am not a financial advisor. I'm only here to share some information that I have learned recently and throughout the years I've been on my journey called life and hope to share with some people so that they can avoid some of the things that I have encountered and better prepare themselves so that their future can be a whole lot better than a whole lot of other people that we know, love, and care about. So with that being said, you know, today is 9/11, and it's a historical day also because a few years ago, there was a plane that crashed into some buildings in New York City. A lot of people lost their lives. And I'm just going to say it because this is what I believe. And all the evidence proves that the planes didn't bring down those buildings, that it was scientifically, structurally impossible for a plane to bring back down those buildings. Wasn't the first time a plane had ran into a skyscraper, but none of them fell like that. That was controlled demolition, and I'm going to leave that right there. So the Factual Friday, what we want to talk about right now, okay, and this is based on what's going on now and what's been going on for a while. If you are not saving in gold or silver, either you don't know the current events, you don't know economic history, nor economics, period. Because we're dealing with a fiat currency that became a fiat currency in 1971 that continuously loses its value. So if you're saving in paper, you're losing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's just a mathematical fact. Inflation is robbing you. A lot of us didn't know this, that we could open up a gold savings account and start exchanging those declining papers for real money gold. Gold is real money. J.P. Morgan said this in 1912, who was the founder of Chase Bank, one of the wealthiest people in the USA, who actually bailed out this country a few times. He said that gold is money and everything else is credit. And I'm going to add to that, once you learn this and take action, you will never be poor again. If you're interested, if you care about your family's financial future, you will start exchanging that paper for gold and saving. We're not saving gold to spend. We're saving gold to build generational wealth. When the dollar is worth nothing, it's when most people are going to realize that it was just printed on paper or it was just created with a few punches on a computer. It's not real money, because real money must be a store of value and wealth. It must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. And what has done that historically for thousands of years? Gold. Gold actually should be about $30,000 an ounce right now. You can go to the U.S. debtclock.org, and you can see the U.S. debt continuously is going so fast and rapid speed. This country is going further, further into debt. It shows on the right-hand side that when the Federal Reserve took over the monetary system of this country, Federal Reserve is not the country, it's not the government, it's a private banking cartel. Gold was about $28 an ounce. Today, that clock says that it should be over $30,000 an ounce. But right now, on the stock market, it's valued at about $1,900 an ounce. And that's stock market, spot price. That's not the true value of physical gold today. So don't confuse stock market price with the price of physical gold. A lot of people think that that's real gold, but it's just a contract. It's paper. You never own that. They don't deliver that. It's just people who are trying to secure their finances in gold versus in stocks, because they believe that gold is a safer place to put their cash. All right? Now, another thing. I'm a part of Carat Bars International, a family of gold savers. And we tried to tell you about this company for the last 2.5 years. But we're about to make some major changes. We're now, from this moment forward, going to be calling ourselves Freebay. We are moving from Carat Bars International into Freebay. So if you have an account with Carat Bars International and you're interested and building generational wealth and helping others along the way, you need to log into your account and accept the terms and conditions of Freebay. Everything that you have is going to be moved over. We're still a gold-saving business, but we're adding a whole lot more. Now you can learn how to do cryptocurrency. We also have a personal development academy attached to this. And if you have a package, you're grandfathered in for a whole entire year. You have a whole year to build your business by helping others learn what we have learned about the power of saving and gold. Now, if you want to have success, you must see your goal. You must see your goal. Write it down. And remember that there will be obstacles in the way, but they're only there to see if what you really want is worth fighting for. But it all begins right here. You got to stop listening to your broke friends. Don't ask them how to become wealthy if they're not wealthy. If you want to become wealthy, you must associate with wealthy individuals. But a lot of us don't want to become wealthy because we've been programmed to think that there's something wrong with wealthy people. Well, there's something wrong with poor people too. So money has really nothing to do with a person's integrity, morals. Okay? It all depends on your foundation, how you look at life. So you must create a positive mental picture and clear your mind of all the self-doubt that you may have. And embrace every single challenge that comes your way because they are there to make you stronger and prepare you for what's coming down the pipe. And don't get distracted. Stay on track and show the world that you can do it. See, the more you have, the more people you can have, you can help. And that's just a fact. So you got to start taking care of yourself, your home, your family's financial situation. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have time. I don't have time. We have time. It's just what is your priority. If you want to stay on a plantation and work for somebody until you can't work anymore and struggle from paycheck to paycheck and then retire, if you have the option to retire off of 40% of that income, then this choice is yours. But if you want a better way, we have. Freebay is bigger and better than what we had before. The comp plan, you can make a whole lot more money a whole lot faster with the new comp plan that we have in Freebay. Like I said, our foundation is still saving in gold, God's money, okay? Now, if you got 168 hours in a week and you work 40 hours, most of us don't anymore. Some of us don't even have jobs anymore. Well, you could start in Freebay for free, okay? And say you spend 52 hours that week with your family, eating and exercise, okay, and taking care of yourself. And then say you sleep for 56 hours out of that 168. You got 30 hours a week to chase your dreams, 30 hours a week to chase your dreams. So what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to put all the other distractions aside. You're going to have to turn off the TV sometime. You're going to have to pick up a book and start reading. You're going to have to work on yourself. The more value you make yourself, the more valuable you make yourself, the more value you bring to the marketplace, and your net worth will grow. So today, we're going to have our 12 o'clock presentation. We're going to have our 9 p.m. presentation on goldrocks.info. You'll be in business for yourself and not by yourself in over 140 countries worldwide from the comfort of your phone. If you have a smartphone and it's not making money for you, then it's not a very smart phone. And the person that owns it, maybe not that bright either. Because with today's technology and the conditions that we're in today, everybody should be looking at a way to make money from the comfort of their home. And we have the perfect business, bar none. Cryptocurrency is the future of money. Gold is old money, so we've merged the two together. You can learn how to trade cryptocurrency. We got robots that can do it for you, or you can follow experts who are trading. You can save in gold to secure your family's financial future, and you can work on the personal development. You know, I've said plenty of times before in the past that network marketing is a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it. Well, guess what? Freebay has put all that together. Now you can monetize that. You can help people become the best version of themselves so that they can live a life of abundance and help others along the way. My name is Kwame Benton. We'll be back here on Monday at 8:30 a.m. So everybody, be safe, peace, power, and love.